From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president defends his son. U.S. President Donald Trump today defended his eldest son as innocent following emails that showed Donald Trump Jr. welcoming Russian help against his father's rival in the 2016 presidential election, deepening the controversy over purported Russian meddling. Trump Jr. released a series of emails Tuesday that revealed he had eagerly agreed to meet a woman he was told was a Russian government lawyer who might have some damaging information about Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, as part of Moscow's official support for his father. In a Fox News television interview on Tuesday, Trump Jr. said,
"In retrospect, I probably would have done things a little differently. Again, this is before the Russia mania. This is before they were building it up in the press. For me, this was opposition research."
VOA senior White House correspondent Pete Heinlein says reaction to the emails arrived quickly.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expressed support for ongoing investigations.
"What I have a lot of confidence in is the Intelligence Committee handling this whole investigation. Senator Burr and Senator Warner have ball control, and we'll hear from them later."
Donald Trump Jr.'s emails raise legal questions that have never been asked before. Election law expert James Gardner spoke to us via Skype.
"There's just no precedent for this kind of a situation to arise. So we have statutes that are on the books, but they've never been asked to be applied in circumstances like this, which really were, are extremely, extremely unusual."
Trump Jr. has denied any wrongdoing and said he received no valuable information from his meeting with the Russian attorney. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
This is VOA News. President Trump, who in the past has disparaged Paris as an unsafe city because of terrorist attacks, leaves for the French capital on today for counterterrorism talks with President Emmanuel Macron and to mark the 100th anniversary of U.S. troops entering World War I. Trump a year ago described Paris as so out of control, so dangerous, and more recently suggested that Islamic State attacks in Paris had diminished it as a world-class destination. As he pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 International Paris Accord to control greenhouse gas emissions, Trump said he was elected to represent Pittsburgh and not Paris. But on a two-day trip to Paris, Trump plans to meet with the newly elected Macron, have lunch with military officials, tour the tomb of Napoleon Bonaparte, and on Friday attend Bastille Day events on France's major national holiday. President Trump's choice to lead the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Christopher Wray, appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee for his confirmation hearing today, taking questions from senators, many of whom were concerned about whether he could operate the agency independently of the president who appointed him.
In her opening statement, committee ranking Democrat Dianne Feinstein stressed that the FBI director does not serve the president. He serves the Constitution, the law, and the American people. It must have the strength to withstand any attempts at political interference. Wray was quick to reassure her and others in the committee that he would.
I believe to my core that there's only one right way to do this job, and that is with strict independence, by the book, playing it straight, faithful to the Constitution, faithful to our laws, and faithful to the best practices of the institution. Without fear, without favoritism, and certainly without regard to any partisan political influence.
Wray, a defense attorney and former Justice Department official, would replace James Comey, who was fired by President Trump earlier this year while leading the FBI's investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The hospital treating ailing Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo for late-stage liver cancer says the Nobel Peace Laureate is suffering from respiratory failure. The First Hospital of China Medical University, located in the city of Shenyang in the northeastern part of China, posted a statement on its website today, saying Liu's family has refused to allow doctors to perform a tracheotomy, a procedure in which a tube is inserted into his windpipe to help him breathe. Pardon my pronunciation. The hospital announced earlier in the day the 61-year-old is suffering from shock and organ failure.
That's the latest world news from VOA.